is, you have been working with a lot of researchers which are very well known in the computer vision community itself, and maybe more than that. What is the typical motivation for any kind of novel research that they do? Like, for example, if you are working with some professor and the idea comes out that you are supposed to work on, or maybe if you come up with an idea of solving a particular task, is it application oriented or is it like a pure pursuit of theory? Like, you know, like just, for example, domains like interpretability, it requires in its own charter of like going into the mathematics and how to trace back those things, versus a lot of good papers come out of applications, right? Like just solving a particular task, like for example, self-supervised learning that came out of a particular idea. So what is, how have you seen an overall, what does the idea motivate to researchers, like big name researchers who have been doing some very influential works? Is it, yeah, theory versus application?
I don't think it's that clear cut. I mean, project to project varies, person to person varies. There are folks who really believe in a particular idea, and so everything that they do is going to be revolved around that particular idea. There are folks who are really driven by one particular application, and that's what they want to achieve. And that application, of course, is a moving target. So, you know, suppose someone wants to have like, okay, I want to really have a system that can confidently recognize whatever 500 different types of visual concepts. And that target will keep changing. And what it means to recognize these concepts also keeps changing. So I would say it's like driven by both things. It's driven by what capabilities they want. It's driven by also like their own core belief or their core sort of, you know, insight or stubbornness about what they really believe in. And yes, at times it's also building upon, hey, I don't understand this. And we kind of observe this. So let's just try to understand this a little bit more. And it may not be related to any downstream application. It just might be, you know, just like pure curiosity. Why is this supposed to happen? I can't explain it. And I mean, this is just for like my area of research, which would be computer vision, which is in general fairly empirical. I think like theoretical machine learners and in general, like other areas of machine learning operate fairly differently. I don't know much about how exactly they, and I actually marvel at how they are able to do their sort of research, because I have always operated in a very empirical way.
Most of the papers are much more oriented to a data set or a kind of a goal of beating the state of art or leaderboard positions. But often once in a very few years, papers come out that really change it from a very theoretical perspective, like 2012 or 2018 in the BERT and a few other papers. But yeah, that makes sense. I guess to me, I have seen, honestly, it's more of a combination, right? Oftentimes it's like the application triggers the theory, and hence theory further improves the application. And in your personal projects, or maybe during even your time during doing your PhD, was your pursuit towards focusing more on theoretical research of machine learning, or was it always application oriented, that I want to focus on this biomarker discovery? But were you inclined on the theoretical aspect of doing research on machine learning architectures, or let's say maybe improving the loss functions in general? Was your focus ever on that, or is it your focus in general at Facebook?
Yeah, so I guess my first like answer to your question is like, you know, what's really the difference between, you know, theoretical and applied, especially within the context of deep learning? Because like, you know, the boundary seems to be very blurry in many cases. So like, you know, I think it might, maybe it's best not to, let's say, try to categorize them like, you know, more applied, more theoretical. Because at the end of the day, everyone tries to solve a particular problem, or like, you know, maybe the problem might be like, you know, to build additional understanding. But like, you know, to answer your question, I feel like, you know, sometimes we need to be practical, or more like, you know, maybe more pragmatical in a way. So like, if you are really working on a loss, like a new loss for something, so, you know, there are some standardized benchmarks that the machine learning community accepts more than the others. So like, you know, for example, if you want to show, I don't know, good architecture, then want to claim like, you know, good representation learning skills, like, you know, you probably should try directly ImageNet. There is really no point of doing it on some kind of like, you know, specialized medical imaging data set. You would want to, like, you know, find the right data set, the question you're asking. But, you know, you can ask very interesting questions on medical data also. Like, so it's, to me, it's more like, you know, understanding what is the question that really excites you, and what is the best setup and community that would appreciate the most the solution that you're trying to propose. And this is how you should decide which data to use. if you have a freedom, let's say, at your university, because sometimes, you know, there are some constraints with respect to the funding that people get. So, like, you know, sometimes, you know, you just cannot maybe publish freely. But, you know, if you have this freedom, like, you know, just ask those questions and see what's the best data set to use for the idea that you have.